And now the continuation of the headline from the front page, 400 homes needed like a hole in the head. An opposition group campaigning against a planning application for up to 480 homes in Wallingford said they are appalled by the continuation of the plans. Members of Love Wallingford Stop the Sprawl have voiced their continuing objections to Crowdace Homes' proposals for a huge development on the edge of town on land west of Shillingford Road. A revised application submitted to South Oxfordshire District Council, addressing issues raised by the council offices following the first application submitted in November last year, has raised fresh opposition. Key member of the campaign group, Dean Valor, said this development would bulldoze over yet more of our green fields. It is vital that people make their voice heard and object on the website to this horrific proposal. Not to do so would mean Wallingford would be in for years of development. Apathy is a developer's dream, so we ask that concerned residents once again register their objections on the South Oxford District Council planning portal before it's too late. A public consultation on the application and amendments is open until Wednesday, December the 3rd, but South Oxfordshire District Council has confirmed all original comments will still be taken into account. The campaign group was formed a year ago now, and Mr. Valor described the continuing strain of keeping the pressure up to make sure their views are heard, which can be stressful. Love Wallingford claims the new houses are not needed as Wallingford has already exceeded its housing supply commitment and unsold houses remain in completed developments. The application specifies 80 homes of the 480 total would be age restricted for retirees and 40% of the houses would be affordable. Plans include a skate park and teenage play area, and financial contributions would be made by the developer to primary, secondary and special education in the district. Objector Julia Spence, who lives in Castle Street, said, "The town roads are in disrepair, the town centre chock-a-block, the schools, doctors and dentists full to the brim, and parking places are already scarce. Wallingford needs this development like a hole in the head." Former County Councillor for Benson and Cholsey, Felix Bloomfield, now a member of Reform UK, added his serious concerns about the plans. He said there is rightly widespread opposition for the proposed development. The residents of Wallingford have already seen enormous housing estates mushroom around their town, with little or no new infrastructure such as doctors, surgeries or school places. The large new speculative development proposal on the outskirts of the town will see the concreting of further open agricultural countryside. Wallingford, like many towns and villages across Oxfordshire, has a serious issue with developers circling like vultures, and we need more robust local planning authorities. Crowdace Homes has been approached for comment.